Don't you just love when you can talk to your sister about anything?
Those conversations just be everything.
So, welcome back to Sister Talk. Hey y'all, this is episode 3 of Sister Talk. It is Brianna Michaela.
And you have here Lily J.
And we have a special guest with us today. It's our throw it off friend, AJ. Introduce yourself.
What's up, hoes?
Yeah. He's so ignorant.
Thank you very much.
All right, so what you say you want to talk about? You claim.
Y'all started off, I will just comment.
No, you know what?
You just said you want to talk about Trayvon.
Yeah, you say you had something to say about my husband.
Okay, first of all, this girl, Brianna Michelle, she's delusional.
That is not. See, how you gonna come on here disrespecting me and you all my Brianna shit? Michelle. You all shit.
Well, start over, son.
Uh-uh.
All right, so what's your name?
And don't be touching my mic.
So what your name is?
Brianna Michaela.
Okay, Brianna Michaela is delusional because she think her and Trey Songz really got something going on and they don't. And I just want to say to the world, we all know he won 50 Cent when he commented on that picture. Talking about, oh, damn 50 or damn 5. Yeah, damn, you want to write in your fucking asshole, sir. Thank you. Good day.
Clearly, he lost his mind. He's deranged. I'm not going back and forth with him. But I do have a question, y'all. What do y'all think about this Alexis guy? I know you probably don't know because you don't be in the loop like talking about it, but Alexis guy is supposedly dating one of her ex-friends ex-boyfriend, but that's not really, they wasn't really boyfriend and girlfriend, they just was fuck buddies. So do you think girl code or woman, whatever kind of code, do you think that apply to, is Alexis guy in the wrong?
Yes.
No.
She's in the wrong because I don't give a fuck if y'all was fuck buddies, husband, wife, fiance, whatever. Bad breakup don't matter. I just don't support that getting with your friend ex or your friend ex fling or whatever. I just don't fuck with that at all. I just wouldn't do no shit like that.
It's
like, I don't give a fuck about years, bitch, if it's been like 10 years or you claim that you don't give a fuck and all that. Because I've seen something like that happen where the two had, you know, the friend and him had already broken up. Mm-hmm. And then her friend got with the friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then while the friend was with the friend, the other friend was still doing
the nigga
and she was, you wow. know. So like reversed.
That's so like tough.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it just don't matter. I don't care what my friends say. Oh, you can talk to him. I ain't talked to him in 5-10 years. Mm-hmm. I just don't. That definitely is girl cool because you just don't do that.
Come on, let's get this male perspective.
Mm-hmm. All right, so in my book, if they wanted no relationship, because if I'm thinking about the right thing, I could have sworn this boy, like, commented on this and said, you know, him and this girl wasn't in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, didn't Alexis say that he never dated none of her friends?
Yeah, because she claimed that her and her girl not really friends because they was having sex, too. You know, Alexis Sky was a real serious lesbian, like, stud.
Cause she got girly. This is like some Stevie J, Mimi, and Jocelyn type shit.
Ooh.
Okay, we all fucked. Boom. These two want a relationship. Kick you off the picture type thing. That's how I'm looking at it.
Hmm.
We could all be called at the end of the day. But if there was like, oh, friends, and, you know, this was her nigga, and you decided, oh, let me go be with him, that's fucked up. But if it just, you know, y'all just, everybody just fucking everybody and there's no ties and all that, hey, do what y'all want to do. Y'all want to go off and be exclusive and not do that.
Mm-mm.
That's the thing, because the girl didn't sound that way. Like,
she made it seem like it was something totally different.
Yeah,
like it was more serious. And it had to be serious to her because she really got a dude name tatted on her, so.
That don't mean it's serious.
Black no, China I say serious to her. I say it's serious to her.
Yeah, but a tattoo is a tattoo. Who gives a fuck about a tattoo?
No, a tattoo
is
not just a tattoo.
Black China was, what, talking to Future Fall for 2 days and she had his name tattooed.
Yeah, I remember that. She also got pregnant for him and aborted that baby as well. But anyways.
Oh, I definitely didn't know that.
Where you want your mama spell all that tea?
I don't be listening to none Tokyo Doctor say because Tokyo is crazy.
She is the most disrespect. I swear to God, if she was my mama, me and her would have been farted out on me. Like, she's so disrespectful, son. She be airing her daughter shit out. She be talking bad about her, cursing her. She really said, I don't give a fuck if I had some.
Sold your pussy.
Yeah, if I sold your pussy, bitch, you better respect me. Who?
But you see when you got when you mistaken that Bible say honor thy father and thy mother. They don't say honor them if they do right.
They say for their mother, not fucking a bitch on the street.
Okay, because there's not no mother. Come on, there's not no bitch on the
street. She is. Yes, she is. She never was there for her child. Okay. Her child was pulling on a post with all the family members, but that's still her
mother.
All day.
That's still her mother.
It's not her mother. She's not a mother. She's
No.
She's not a mother.
Your mother is the person who gives birth to you.
Just because you give birth to somebody, just because you give birth to somebody don't make you a mother, baby.
Period.
You could have that fucking child and then just throw it away in a fucking trash can. So you still a mother? No, man.
Yeah, you still a mother.
You're not a mother.
But you're not a mama.
Oh, no. It's mother.
But
she's
not a mama.
She's a mama. She's not a mother
because she had that child, but she's not a mama because she didn't do right by that child.
No, a mother is a person who takes care of their child, nurtures their child, helps their child grow.
That's right.
A mama is just,
what you call
that
mama?
Little bitch out my
pussy.
That's what we call her
mama.
Because we're not going to go around fucking New Orleans talking about some old head mother.
Bitch, we're not going
to. So people that get adopted, when they meet their birth parents, they say, oh, this is my birth father. This is my birth mother. But this is my mama. This is my daddy.
No.
Yes.
They say this is my real mother. This is my fucking adopted mother.
Okay, y'all,
nigga,
don't be
saying adoptive mother. The fuck?
He is fucking
crazy. I thought this was classy. You talking about some nigga and all this.
Oh, no. We talk. This
is nigga. Nigga.
Okay. Well, I don't know. From my experience, like, dealing with this kind of situation
we
and stuff.
Smacking down.
Girl. From my experience.
All three of us.
This gonna be like, what this
is? They gonna be like, is this ASMR away?
Bitch, for real.
That's too scary.
I thought somebody had just hit the door trying to get in. I'm about to say, oh, fuck no.
It was Khalid. They all came to the door.
From my experience, like even Steve Harvey said on his show, any man could be a father, but it takes a real man to be a dad. Because I really feel like your mother and your father is the people that create you, but your mom and your daddy, if it's the people that like nurture you and take care of you and watch you grow up and, you know, do right by you. In my opinion, that's how it goes.
Well, that's just somebody made up that little scenario or whatever, because the real definition of mother and father is how you nurture your kids and take care of them and love them and do all that and really be there for them and not throw them in a fucking trash can on the street, sell a pussy, give them up for drugs, you know. Yeah.
But I guess to each his own. Everybody got their own opinion on, you know, how it go. But that's what, you know, but at the end of the day, we all saying that kind of the same thing, you know.
You're just saying that we need to respect her just because she gave birth, but we said fuck that bitch.
No. Okay, that's what I don't agree with. I don't care what somebody mama do to them, what their daddy do to them. Y'all need to respect y'all parents.
No.
Don't listen to these people. Respect y'all parents, regardless to whatever.
No.
Don't be out here trying to fight y'all parents, curse y'all parents out. Because at the end of the day, that Bible says you got to honor them people. You know what you got to do in the eyes.
But the Bible also says don't sell your fucking child.
What the Bible say that? What verse? I ain't never read it.
Galatians.
The Bible also says something about respecting your children too.
I ain't never said that.
You do. I'm about to pull it up right
but
now.
But I saw it. I know it said turn the other cheek. So if your parents do something to you that you feel like you want to kick their ass for, you need to turn the other cheek. And if they bruise that cheek as well, well, then turn the cheek again. Because by the time they bruise that, when the first one should be healed.
I don't think so.
You should have got your little Wi-Fi box, because I'm trying to...
Girl, my mama took that shit. I was trying to use...
I'm joking, though. Mama said,
And she working the Superdome, so she ain't even come home. What I was about to say? Oh, y'all seen that hip-hop list?
I've seen like two or three different ones.
Man.
Let me pull it up.
Because the disrespect just was too much.
Because the first one that came out when Joe Budden was like number three as a fucking rapper in the world or something. I was just disgusted because...
But why they kept playing Lil Wayne? He was in the 30s each time.
And
never.
One of them, he wasn't even on the list.
Mm-mm, never.
All right, so Wayne I got
they
five.
Had fucking Justin Wayne Bieber on one of the list.
Wayne Justin top Bieber five though.
All right, so I gotta bring this back up because I had to find a fucking verse. I'm sorry, we not on Wayne right now. We back to Father God. So it say fathers, which means that's just how they be, but they mean the fucking mama daddy.
Oh, they mean fathers.
No, not just the father. They talking about both. They don't never say both fathers. They say the father right because he's supposed to be head of the household. Like you niggas. But y'all don't want to talk about that because...
We could talk about that if they really want to talk about it. Because I see both sides of the story.
We already talked about that one.
But we could revisit it if they want to talk about it.
All right, but look, let me tell y'all what it says. So Ephesians 6:4 says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So that means if your mama is selling your pussy and you, that's going to provoke you to get mad at her, create, you know, all this anger towards her. So it's telling you do not provoke your children. So you can't be disrespectful to your child talking about some fuck you bitch and I'm going to sell your pussy to the whole ass world. And your child is not able to hate you or say that you're
okay,
not
this fucking this is what I'm saying. Thing. You can feel any way you want to feel towards your parents, but when it comes to getting physical, no, I do not condone getting physical with your parents.
That okay, is, but who are you? You say, no, I don't condone. Not the Lord. Not
you don't
the
condone
Bible.
It either. Do the Bible say, if you, he say, honor thy mother and thy father? Unless they give you the fucking free will to kick their ass and drag them through the mud.
Hitting your parents is not honoring them. I could hit them and still be like, oh, you know, I uphold them in a certain type of light, but I had to knock them down a couple of notches.
But it's not your place to knock nobody down, baby, besides your own kids. I wish the fuck,
that?
When I have kids, I wish the fuck, I don't care if I'm out here not taking care of them, not seeing them, not doing right by, if they ever feel like they fucking grown enough to stand up against me, one of us go be in a body bag, and I
well, you better hope that you don't have a child like me.
But you know
what?
It never gonna come to that because I have kids. I'm gonna do what I gotta do and take care of mine.
As long as they're not
ugly. I love family too much.
As long as they're not ugly. Well, because the way you talk about y'all, he be dragging. For people, children, like you don't
okay,
have to have
the
none.
Thing.
When I say y'all dragging, I mean dragging.
The Lord say he despises a lie. He will let a rapist and a murderer into heaven before he let a liar into heaven. So why would I be on this earth?
What verse?
Look in the Bible. I don't know.
Oh no, baby. What if you go quote it, you need to.
How the Lord said he despises a liar.
He said he will rather let a rapist.
Yeah, he will let a rapist and murderers into heaven before
that's
he let a liar.
Those words. Exact words.
Yes. I don't know what chapter, what verse it is. I'm telling you, I go to St. Peter Cleveland Church all my life, and that little phrase has been preached in church all my life. I don't know where that is. Because
I don't think I recall God saying that he will rather let anybody in. He just said, you're going out.
But why would I tell a lie and say, oh, your baby is cute. If it's ugly, it's ugly. I mean, you should want somebody to keep it real with you. That's why I tell all my friends, all my family, when they have their kids, they want somebody to keep it real with them. Let me come to the hospital, and I will let you know. I have a friend, Arielle, who worked at Dillard's in Oakwood. She had her baby. I was the first person I recall. She was like, oh, Arthur, look at my baby. Oop, I didn't mean to say my real name. Don't be trying to listen to my fucking real name, trying to go find me and all that, you broke-ass bitches.
Oh! But just for that, I'll leave his social medias in the description box.
But I love y'all. It's all love. Because, see, she texted me her baby picture. She was like, how it look. And I was like, oh, it look decent. You know, it look nice. Give it a few more days to really, really, really grow into his feet.
Then check back in. Y'all see how you talk about this baby? Mm-mm.
But the baby wasn't ugly. It just wasn't, it wasn't like fully developed into his features or something yet. He was like newborn. So when he really got developed like a couple of days, he was very, very attractive baby, and I let her know. Now, had he would have been ugly, I would have told her, look, son, your baby is ugly. By the way, my friend, she loves to talk about people's kids too. We just the same, we don't hold back. If it's ugly, it's ugly.
Who?
My friend who I'm just talking about.
Mm.
So if y'all want, when y'all have y'all kids out there in the world, if y'all want somebody to keep it real with y'all, by then, you know, I'm gonna be rich and famous. Y'all gonna know me from being in the blogs and shit. Just send me the baby pictures in my DMs. I'm gonna let y'all know.
I can't. Y'all hear him? He's a fool. Lily, what's tea? Give us something new.
Tea on what, Putin?
I don't know, girl. Just throw out something. I've been throwing topics and games.
Well, I actually got a topic that I want to discuss.
Okay, let's talk about it.
And this one is for New Orleans people only. I want to know why y'all so just broke, desperate, and can't support y'all stuff. And y'all won't get into a relationship and expect the person in your relationship just to support y'all. Y'all don't want to do nothing, bring nothing to the table. But yet y'all expect all this shit. It don't go down like that, baby. Uh-uh, fuck no. I don't think so. It's 50-50. It's 50-50.
It's
50-50 in a relationship.
What?
Trying to fucking come together. Fuck all that. We ain't talking about marriage in your own house and all that. Coming to all dating and getting to know each other and all that kind of good shit. But what I'm saying is, if I just started talking to you this week, why the fuck you gonna tell me your birthday next week, what I'm doing for your birthday? We ain't doing shit for your birthday. What the fuck? I just fucking met you. My birthday in February. Let's work till then. You could do something for my birthday. Fuck all that. And now I'll catch you on the rebound.
You gotta get it off his chest, Lord. They just be driving you with that.
Because New Orleans people, they have a different mindset. Like,
and these niggas broke. Y'all let the bitches outdo y'all. That's really sad. Y'all ain't got no call. Y'all barely could keep a fucking
we
job.
We be out hustling y'all the dirty way and the clean way.
Y'all have children and all that with people. Bitch, you not even much on your feet living in your mama house. You talking about having a child with somebody?
Petty drug.
Y'all gotta get y'all shit together.
Okay, let's talk about the niggas they be dropping babies, getting bitches pregnant with no motherfucking job.
Then they fucking.
And then the girl's stupid for keeping
it. Nine bags on the fucking corner, not much moving no serious weight.
My nigga acting crazy. I'm finna get rid of his baby. That's what JG saying.
Y'all need to step y'all cookies up to real.
Okay.
And bitches, y'all need to step it up too because.
Oh, we are.
Some of y'all is in the slums. Y'all hot girl, some in New Orleans is really going bad.
This was a working girl.
A fucking lukewarm summer, or something in New Orleans. Something is wrong with y'all. Not even lukewarm, fucking ice cold.
Bitch, you don't know.
But that's not for everybody. That's just for the bums, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the bitches, some of the niggas in New Orleans just bums. Y'all that's want bald people calls. Y'all want whole fucking $5, $10, $20 till y'all get paid.
Thanks.
Who gon' pay y'all because y'all ain't got niggas. No job?
Okay.
I had a few niggas ask me that.
And I guess payday never came.
Then you hold y'all around here, ask somebody to help y'all buy Pampers and all this. Ask your baby daddy.
Niggas so broke, they had a nigga that asked me to get him a hotel for a week.
A week.
Is you crazy?
Not
bitch?
A night. A whole fucking
a
week.
A week.
And not a hotel. Not a motel, a hotel.
Yes.
Bitch, you gonna be in fucking hotel under the fucking Claiborne Bridge. Thank you. We'll stop by and give you a dollar.
I would have got that hotel. for the days. Canceled it after that first day. Reversed that charge. Bitch, now you're stranded.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody believe.
I'm joking.
Oh, week though? Girl, I can't.
Nigga, I must say, my boy been broke. I ain't gonna lie.
If that's one thing a nigga could be consistent with though. Consistent, fuck. I can't talk.
And you know, I ain't trying to shit on nobody, and I'm pretty sure they not either, but it just...
It's the
like
face.
Do better, hustle. Like, come on.
Like, you do better, baby. You
y'all,
do better.
I seen this quote. I seen it 2 days in a row, and it's some real ghetto philosophy. Hold on. This some real ghetto philosophic shit. So it says, I ain't never seen a crackhead say I ain't gonna get high today because I ain't got no money. And then the rest of the quote was like, mm-hmm. You let a fucking
crackhead
hustle you. You really gonna let it go down like that? And that's a word, dog. Crackheads be making a way. So at this point, we gotta always make a way. If you want something in life, you really gotta go out and get that shit. You can't think about it. You can't just think about it. You gotta put actions towards what you're thinking about.
Yeah, for sure. And I ain't gonna say, everybody walk in life is different. So I ain't gonna say what I could do, the next person could do. But my walk in life is harder than a fucking normal 21-year-old. Both my parents deceased, been on my own since I was 18. I'm making it happen for myself. I'm in college. I'm holding down a job, sometimes two jobs. Like, come on now. I got calls. Even though one of the calls was for my mama. But still. Like, just y'all just gotta hustle move. Like, go out here and get what y'all want. Do what y'all need to do.
They need to get it together, but we not gonna get into that anymore because we don't wanna seem like we be bashing men every week because
and it's
we
not
be
just
going,
men, it's females
yeah,
too. Let me
no,
put that.
No,
like
I'm talking about us on the show.
All right.
You really tweaking to talk about some
so
females.
Yeah, you want to drag us, but you don't even got all the facts, baby.
Oh,
you
got all
the facts.
Niggas. I got the facts.
Like I was saying, we're not going to be dragging niggas good. Every week. We're going to be talking about different things. If y'all have any topics or any suggestions, you need advice, you can DM us and let us know, and we'll talk about it on Sister Talk. We had this fool on here. Y'all, we kind of hungry. We got dinner plans. I'm high. So this
Lily J high. I'm sober.
I'm not.
She mellow.
Yeah, that's what I am. If I was high, baby, you would know because I'd be quiet as a fucking mouse. Stop touching my thing.
They
but baby,
edibles.
One thing about
by.
It, and two things for sure. You bitches will know.
I'm
period, bitch.
Come on, then I go say who y'all edibles was provided by.
Edibles provided by the gas station. You can get looking to weekend.
I'm about to say, wait, hold on, cut it, cause she not paying for no promo.
Well, I said, okay. Well, you the one who asked about.
About that after. This a business. Sorry, baby.
Lord today.
Yeah, come on, son.
One love.
I'ma tag her.
She already said it anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, you can go to their local gas station and buy some.
It's not a gas station.
It's
no,
a
dog.
Gas.
But
I'm you know that smoke. You know that. Anyways, y'all.
Fuck. Stop, girl.
I'm gonna insert that sound in the thing.
Bitch.
I'm gonna put it in a podcast.
I'm juiced out. Y'all seen that Celine Dion video they got going around, and she was, I guess she had a concert or something like that. Why my fucking voice went in and out? I was like, shit, I was like, fuck. But she had a concert, and she was, I guess she was singing or something, and she was like, breathe it stupid. He's doing it right now. Bitch, you was like, match your ass dick in his mouth.
A disrespectful bitch.
I can't. We did the cucumber challenge, y'all.
They did the cucumber challenge, Lord.
Not the cucumber.
I couldn't even say it right. Y'all did the fucking cucumber challenge.
Oh, I just did it on you.
Oh, you could do it on me, baby.
Look at you.
Anytime you want.
No. Oh, no.
You could do it on me anytime you want.
No.
Okay, but New Orleans people, y'all know that today is the first preseason game for the Saints, and they is losing already.
Well, of course.
They're playing the third stringers.
So what?
But listen, if you are a third stringer and you need a girlfriend, you can let me out with that pussy on you. Make sure you. I'm gonna cut this
don't
out.
Don't hit her up. Hit my sister up.
No, don't cut
it. Oh, would you look at that? It's time to go.
I need it. Wait, y'all got an exit song?
No.
Stupid.
All right. So follow us. Farewell to you, my friend. Until we meet again. I say so long. Farewell. To you, my friend.
Come on, let's go rock. You better until sing some more. You better again. Sing. Yeah.
We got Lee Kale. On the track. What? Breedy.
Fight a whole breedy.
And you already know it's your main. Black Biggie.
Stupid.
Oh my god, y'all. On that note, we about to go for real, real. So,
we about to go get us something.
Texas Roadhouse, fuck y'all.
You know what I'm saying? So, y'all know to catch up on all of these podcasts, leave us suggestions, follow us on our social media, Sister Talk Daily, and our individual social medias is mine is Flossy and Floyd.
Mine is Feistly. That's like Feisty, FIESTLEE.
And AJ don't.
I don't have social media.
He does.
I don't.
We're gonna tag him.
I'll let y'all know when I start my little shade room type shit.
I'm joked though.
Neighborhood talk type shit.
I'm dead. Literally.
And we out. That's real heavy on the motherfucking sleep.